Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
I love hearing your voice, Ben Crenshaw. And it's a jacket kind of day today. It's a windbreaker sort of day today. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies, locally windy, showers likely windward and Mocha, isolated showers on the leeward side. And the high today between 76 and 81, depends where you are, 64 to 69 again tonight. And the trades are 15 to 30 miles per hour with local gusts to 50. So, you know, you got to bring your wind game. We got a wind advisory up until 6 Sunday night for Lanai, Leeward Lanai, South Lanai, Mauka, Maui, Central Valley, South Kipahulu, and South Haleakala. So there's a lot going on when it comes to the weather. And we've got a great lineup for you this morning. Bob Foreman, golf fitness instructor. Tom Freestone, general manager, Ocean Course at Hoku'ala. Lorna Nishihara, chair, Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Bob Herrig, the morning read and Sports Illustrated writer. And Jeff Babineau, past president and now secretary, Golf Writers Association of America. He writes for PGAtour.com and Global Golf Post. And award season is upon us, and we're going to be talking about all the awards. They're going to be going out. Some are so cool. I mean, they all are. First off, let's give you some tee times. The Sunrisers are going out. Yeah, it's 55 degrees, Volcano Golf Club, and there's an 838 if you'd like to get out there and practice your I'm freezing game. There's a 916 and an 1108. Makalei has a 9 o'clock and a 1010. Poipu, there's an 850. 9-10, 11-10, and the best half. They're going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kauai Lagoons has a 10-40. Turtle Bay, 9-20, 10-30, 11-48. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8-30 and a 9-48. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9-16, a 10-50. And the Putt Masters, they're headed out. Scotty Scheffler has a new putter. It's a little bit longer. It's a mallet. It's tailor-made. Yes, maybe, you know, he should go play with the Putt Masters. They've got it going on. And on Maui, yes, the member championships are underway. On the gold course, there is an 850, an 1110. On the emerald course, an 1130. On the blue course, an 850, 910, 920. And Maui Nui has an 1130. And there's three groups. MPD, Maui Police Department guys, they're going out. Yes, Jack Miller's group and Jerry Toyama on the course again. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Before we go into Jeff Babineau, NBC Sports, USGA, and Campfire Studios are putting together the Dream Big Michelle Wee Story, a documentary on the life and historic career of golf trailblazer Michelle Wee West. And that's going to debut in May of 2024, this year, on NBC, and it'll stream on Peacock right ahead of this year's U.S. Women's Open. We'll be back with Jeff Babineau right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And Jeff Babineau, award-winning writer who writes now for PGAtour.com and Global Golf Post, former editor and columnist Golf Week, former golf writer Orlando Sentinel, past president and now secretary GWAA, that's Golf Writers Association of America. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to be with you.
You're at Bay Hill?
I'm at Bay Hill.
Yeah. Wow. There's, what, six guys tied for the lead?
What's that?
Were there six guys tied for the lead when the day started?
Yeah, there were six guys, right. It was the most since 2011.
Yeah.
Texas Open. Yeah, so it's playing really difficult. I mean, this stretch now, you know, you think of Florida, you think of, you know, spring break and easy times. It might be the toughest stretch of golf that the players have all year. And Bay Hill, certainly, Arnold Palmer liked his golf course difficult. And when the greens were firm and the rough was up, and they had that kind of test this week. So scoring's been tough, and a lot of guys are jammed up there at the top of the board.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of guys. Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Russell Henley, Hideki Matsuyama, Shane Lowry. Wow, that's quite the group. But then there's also some interesting guys who missed the cut. Were you surprised?
Yeah, because they're only a small cut. You only had a field here of 69 players to start. So it was only a small cut to get the low 15 ties, and those within 10 shots. So Fitzpatrick, Wendell, Tommy, he didn't make the cut. Two of his first four holes yesterday didn't make the cut.
I was hoping the signal would come in better. You're breaking up quite a bit. I'm gonna just do a little here. Adam Svensson, David Ford, an amateur, Tommy Fleetwood, Kurt Kitayama, Colin Morikawa missed the cut.
Yeah.
Russ, Justin Rose, Adam Scott. I'm not that surprised. I mean, you know, they're older, but they're still great at their craft. And Sammy Valimaki, he missed the cut as well. Those three, Sammy, Adam, Justin, they were five over. I don't know Sammy that well. Can you give us a little background on Sammy Valimaki?
Yeah, young guy. I believe he's a...
We're losing you again. Maybe I totally understand. It's, you know, it's just reception. I'm just wondering if there's a better place in the house or maybe.
Yeah, I'm on the move.
You're on the move.
Let me see if I got you, yeah.
Now you're coming in much better. Much better.
Okay, yeah, a little more on the hill. Yeah.
Jeff Babineau has been on the ground at more than 90 majors, including 25 Masters, 11 Ryder Cups. His locals on the golf beat at the Orlando Sentinel in the 1990s included Ernie Els, Payne Stewart, Corey Pavin, Mark O'Meara, Lee Jensen, Nick Price. And in 1996, there was this PGA Tour rookie, Eldrick Woods, Tiger. And he, you know, Babineau saw every one of Woods's 15 major titles. That must stay with you forever.
Yeah, it was a privilege.
We're losing you again, Jeff. We're not getting a good connection here. It's really tough, and just now you sounded great. But today we're talking about the people who are being honored this year for their outstanding work in the game, including, and you know this is great, developer Mike Kaiser. He's getting the Golf Writers Association of America's William... Oops, we just lost him completely. So let's hope he can call back in and maybe get a better line. That would be really good because he's just a wealth of information. But Mike Kaiser is the GWAA's William D. Richardson Award for 2023. You know, when you think about developers, a lot of people are like, yeah, developers. You know, Mike Kaiser's hunch to incorporate Lynx Golf into the sandy dunes of the barren Oregon coast 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, started off that renaissance, so to speak, a resurgence in American golf. It was a gamble. It paid off not only for Kaiser, but for a lot of golfers who carry his passion for the game and don't mind traveling to experience it. And, of course, we're talking about some of the must-play golf courses that he's created. It's just a really very, very cool, the visionary that he came to be. And he earned 41.3% of the GWAA vote. So that's a pretty significant. Past winners include Nick Price, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Nancy Lopez, Gary Player, Julie Inkster, Patrick Harrington, Graham McDowell, Davis Love III, Ernie Els, Adam Scott, and Peter Jacobson. I'm going to see if we can't get through to him from our side, if that'll work. We're going to take a quick break and come back and see if we can't get a better line over to Jeff Babinoff, give us some background. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, that's happened. Okay, we were just talking with Jeff Babineau, award-winning writer and the secretary, Golf Writers Association of America, past president. Hey, let's see if we can hear you, Jeff.
Hey, Danielle. Sorry about that.
No problem. Much better. So, I did a little bit of an open about Kaiser getting the award, Mike Kaiser, and he's the William D. Richardson Award for 2023. Of course, he was the guy who did Bandon Dunes, in case, you know, the Dunes Club, Cabot Beach, and Sand Valley, just to name a few. Who, by the way, is, if you wouldn't mind explaining, who William D. Richardson is?
William D. Richardson was a longtime golf writer at the New York Times. He was one of the co-founders of the Golf Writers Association years ago. It was, we'll be at our 50th dinner this year in Augusta, and the group dates back to 1946. So his award is given out for overall contributions to golf, and anyone who's been out to Bandon Dunes just knows what a special place that is. The golf is special. The experience is special. It's walking. It's caddies. It's really how golf was meant to be. So it's just a really cool experience.
That's awesome. Yeah. Must play golf courses is what they're called, right? Yeah. Must play golf courses. You've got to go to Bandon Dunes.
Hello?
Yeah. We're losing you again. This is such a shame. Okay, we have the Jim Murray Award. It goes to Luke Donald. And Jim Murray,
yeah.
Is he Jim Murray, the Jim Murray we think of as the funny guy?
Yeah, the long golfist at the L.A. Times. Wrote some great golf stuff, some old. You can find old columns on Arnold Palmer. Great things. Yeah, Luke Donald, it's kind of our good guy award. Donald's fantastic. He took a team that in the Ryder Cup last year and turned it around and won one. And he's used to winning Ryder Cups. And he's our honoree with the Jim Murray Award.
Yeah. No. Why Jim Murray?
Jim Murray was just a kind of a legend in our business. He won a Pulitzer Prize. Just known as a great columnist. You know, he covered everything from the Masters to the Indy 500. He had the famous line, "You know, gentlemen, start your coffin." And he was a funny guy, witty guy. He just saw things a different way.
We're gonna have to figure out maybe the week after next to do this because we're still losing you. It's really it's really hard. I can barely understand you, and I can only understand it's every couple words. And I just was I'm so excited. This year's Golf Writers Association of America dinner honors John Rahm and Lilia Vu and Steve Stricker. Can you come back on the show and we'll get a better line? I think we've completely lost connection. That's darn. sometimes things work and sometimes they just don't. Okay, so the Bartlett Award is going to Jim Furyk. The Hogan Award goes to Gary Woodland. Player broadcaster Judy Rankin will be bestowed the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement Award in Journalism. And longtime Golf Digest photographer Dom Fiore, the PGA's Lifetime Achievement honoree in photojournalism. Dom is amazing, a wonderful person and an amazing photographer. So we'll have to get back in touch so that we can actually have a great conversation. Jeff Babineau, award-winning writer, now writes for the PGAtour.com and Global Golf Post. Thanks so much for calling in, and at Bay Hill, have a great time. Aloha, and we'll be back after this. Bob Herrig will be with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
All right, first off, we're going to give away two rounds of golf. Two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay, and you've got to be the ninth caller calling in, okay? And you can't have won in the last 6 months. That's super important so that, everybody gets a chance. We all want to get a chance. And Poipu Bay is so stunning and spectacular. And those certificates to play two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, you don't have to run over there right away. You've got, I think it's a year on those certificates before, they expire. And you'll just love Poipu Bay. It's just one of those must-play golf courses. Looking forward to talking with Jeff Babineau. But Bob Herrig is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, and author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. You can get it at pbs.org or just about anywhere where you can pre-order, you know, go to your bookstore or Amazon if you don't have a bookstore nearby. His first book was Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, about their squabbles and their duels and their softening toward each other. I wonder if they're still feeling, you know, warm and fuzzy at this point. I somehow doubt it, but Bob Herrig is with us. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Danielle, I think that book needs a couple extra chapters. You know, it came out right before all the Liv stuff took off, and I don't think it's too warm and fuzzy anymore.
I don't either. They are like both the titular heads of two rival factions.
Right.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You know, it's interesting, and I bring this up first. It's not that I want to, you know, beat on Liv or anything like that and bring that up again. But Rory McIlroy certainly did, and you wrote something. And I kind of did a double take when I saw the headline. It was like, Rory McIlroy in favor of cutthroat PGA Tour with fewer cards and smaller fields. Did he really say cutthroat?
He did. Huh. He used those words in it. You know, it was sort of an odd exchange. I mean, I actually asked him, you know, these signature events have, as we're getting into them, we're seeing that there's some things that they could probably look at and change going into next year. And I'm not criticizing them, but there was going to be growing pains with this. But, you know, they set it up for them to be 60 to 80 players. Well, for the most part, they've not really been anywhere near 80 players. This one at Bay Hill, at Arnold Palmer, is only 69. And so why wouldn't you have a system where you would just add players? Like Tony Finau withdrew. They didn't replace him. Like there's no alternate list. There's no – he didn't withdraw. He didn't enter. He was eligible and he didn't enter. There's no alternate list, no reserve list. And all you'd have to do is – go down the FedEx list farther. You know, they take 10 off the FedEx list. They take 5 off this smaller list of events in between signature events and just fill it out to 78. In this case, give 9 more guys a chance.
Yeah.
And I asked Rory about that, and he basically was like, no, I'm, you know, look, he said, I was fine if we didn't have a cut or if we do have a cut, because some of these events, the legacy ones, do have a cut, which is a little silly. You have 69 players, you cut to 50 in ties, and anyone within 10 of the lead. I mean, there's a chance that nobody would miss the cut in that scenario.
Yep.
But I asked, you know, look, would you prefer that they fill out the field? And he's like, no, I'm actually fine with it being smaller. He said, I think it's more competitive that way. His point is that, you know, it's harder to get in. Like, you know, in other words, we're not going to, like, make it easier. Like, you got to be in those top 5. You got to be in those top 10. You got to be in the top 50 the year before. You got to win a tournament. And he said, I prefer to be more cutthroat. And then he just threw in the part about, you know, the PGA Tour and the cards and everything. I mean, you know, I think that was around the time when they were ushering him off the interview platform. And, you know, I think if you could get more from Rory on that, he would suggest what's sort of the reason or among the reasons why Liv ever existed, which is the stars would prefer fewer events, smaller fields, more money at stake.
Ah.
And if you had that, then and you weren't spreading the money around to the, I guess the way to put it, the average players, you know, the rank and file players, you'd have the best players playing together more often, and it would be probably a better commercial product. But, you know, there's a lot to that. You know, there's a lot that goes into that kind of a change. And obviously the tour is about not just about the stars, but, you know, one of the reasons that there are golf tournaments is because there's 140 some odd players usually every week. And not everybody's going to be a star.
Yeah, they're working up toward becoming a star. You know, you just don't walk on the grounds of a golf course and turn into a superstar. You've got to prove yourself, and the only way you can prove yourself is by playing over and over, getting better and better, and performing. So I get what he's saying, but it's going to be rough and tough. There would have to be a lot more focus on our, you know, second-tier groups, and they would have to get a lot more coverage so we'd get to know those guys. So they, as they got better and then moved up into the higher echelon and became eligible to play these signature events.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a tough dynamic. I mean, this has been an interesting year where we've had a lot of good stories, but we've not had the stars winning.
Yes.
I mean, you know, Grayson Murray winning in Hawaii is a pretty good story. I mean, you know, he had been really out of it, down, and he wins, and now he's eligible for these events. He's in the Masters because of it. You know, Matthew Pavon, who's playing in just his third or fourth PGA Tour event, won Torrey Pines. He got in because he was in the top 10 of the DP World Tour last year, and that's a new exemption category. We had an amateur win a tournament. That hadn't happened in 30-some years. I mean, those are really good stories, but at some point we need the stars to step up. And we've only had one top 50 winner on the PGA Tour this year, and that was Wyndham Clark when he won at Pebble Beach. And, you know, you could probably make the argument that Wyndham is not a big star.
No, he's not.
He won the U.S. Open last year.
Yes.
And, you know, Hideki won at Riviera. I would consider, you know, Hideki a star.
Yes.
Hideki is a worldwide star, but Hideki was outside the top 50 at the time. So it was kind of unexpected, you know, and look, we had another kind of a, you know, first-time winner last week down at the Cognizant, the former Honda, and it's just been kind of odd. I mean, these signature events are meant to have the stars in them and have the stars shine, and we've not really had them shine. So, you know, no Jordan Spieth, no Patrick Cantlay, no Scottie Scheffler, no Rory. These guys haven't been winning. So, and look, that's cyclical. It's just, I don't think there's anything you can read into it. It happens, but, here we are. That's one of the big issues in the game.
I would like to see, you know, when somebody starts moving into the top 100, more is written about their backstory. We find out you dig into their, a little bit of how they got into the game or how they won or some of their, you know, some of the things that they like to do. And you get to know the personality, and I don't feel like we're seeing that much writing about some of the guys. We don't know who they are. We know their names. Yeah, they won, but who are they? We don't get that information.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably on us to tell some of these stories better. You know, there's less of us out here, and I'll be honest. You know, a lot of the focus is on the stars.
Yep.
It's sort of a double-edged sword. Like, what you're asking for is important, but, like, if I, you know, I can assure you, like, the other day I wrote something about Webb Simpson. He talked about, you know, he thinks they need to deal with the PIF. And then last night I wrote about Rory. Just because it's Rory, that story is going to get way more attention.
Yes.
Because it's Rory. You know, even though what Webb said was probably more important in the short term and had bigger ramifications, that Rory story will get more attention. And so what do? It's just kind of like the reflex reaction is like we tend to gravitate towards the bigger names, the bigger stories. And those other guys, you know, who are trying to come up, you know, you have to give them their due too. And hopefully in time, then they become popular and people want to know more about them and read more about them.
You know, like a Ricky Fowler. You know, he had personality. It's not all on you guys. It's also on the players to show a little bit more than just their game. And that sounds really, you know, like seriously, Danielle. But Ricky became, you know, one of many who just became a fascinating person because of whatever, quirkiness. You know, I don't know how to put it in a sentence, but he just drew people's attention. Jordan Spieth did the same thing in a completely different way. There's no one formula for somebody. It's just, I think, showing who they are and not being afraid of that. Like Scottie Scheffler right now, he can't putt for beans. And he's still tied for the lead, that which is terrific. And he's got a new putter. Isn't that wonderful? It's a blade, and it's a little bit longer. And didn't Rory say, hey, you know, I wish he'd get a blade?
Yeah, I think it was I thought Rory might have said he asked him, he thought he should putt with a mallet.
Mallet, yes.
But yeah, I mean, if Scotty could just improve his putting, you know, by, you know, a sort of a mediocre amount, he would be winning a lot. You know, we're coming up on a year since he's won. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
But he's he leads the world in strokes gained off the tee or strokes gained all around, driving it, you know, hitting greens, all the things, but he's way, like, he's outside the top 100 in putting. And it's got to be really frustrating for him because, obviously, you know, to hit the ball so close or to hit it so well and not convert, you know, is in most of our minds, that's the part of the game that you'd think would be easier. You know, we can't hit it like they do, but we think we can make putts. And yet, you know, that's the part of the game he's struggling with. And I think a lot of it is exacerbated by the fact that he's on so many greens and he's giving himself so many chances.
Yeah.
That, you know, it, statistically, you're just not going to make them all. But you look up every now and then, you see him miss a 3 or 4 footer. There's a 6 footer he missed, or there's an 8 footer. And that starts to add up. And obviously you wonder how much it impacts him. He's switching putters. He's trying different things. That's, you know, that's clearly, you know, means that, he knows that something's not right.
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, I'd be beside myself. I wouldn't be able to perform any function on the golf course knowing that I was going to end up on the green and I was probably going to miss the putt. And, you know, then it becomes the mental factor. But he's always got kind of a nice demeanor. It's really nice to see Will Zalatoris doing so well after the surgery that he had. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, look, you know, he had his microdiscectomy, the same thing Tiger's had 4 times at the Masters weekend last year. He had to withdraw and didn't play again until December and had a little bit of a, you know, rough return, which is kind of understandable. But now we've seen some pretty good results from him lately. He was in contention at Riviera. He's in contention this week. Another good tournament in a big event. And, you know, I just think it's a matter of time for him. He had just broken through when he hurt his back, which is really a shame. You know, he just won his first tournament. He won in Memphis in late 2022. And then the very next week he withdrew with a back problem. And he tried to come back in the spring of last year, and it just didn't work. So, you know, he's almost lost 2 years because of it. And so it's good to see him sort of, you know, pushing his way back up there.
Absolutely. And then tied for 10th, we've got a huge, and these are stars, you know? I mean, there's Justin Thomas, Sahith Theegala, Max Homa, Sam Burns, Victor Hovland, Andrew Putnam, you know, Lee Hodges, we don't know them well. Bjorn Hoon On is doing so much better too. He's actually moving up the leaderboard. He's been kind of, you know, somewhere else. Haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, there's look. You know, this is the point of these events. You got a bunch of named guys, and it's nice to see a bunch of them in the mix with a chance. Today is going to be a tough day. It's very warm, pretty windy. If somebody can go shoot a good score today, they're going to move way up. You know, they're going to put themselves in position for tomorrow. And look, the Arnold Palmer is a big tournament. Next week's a big tournament. The Players.
Yeah.
The Masters isn't far away. Even though, you know, winning these tournaments doesn't necessarily suggest you're going to win the Masters. I think guys want to try to find some form and get their game in shape.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, and thank you so much for being with me, Tiger Woods, you surprised at all that he's not going to play in the Players?
Yeah, I am. I am surprised. You know, it was Tiger himself who back in December suggested that he thought he felt good enough to play once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And starting at the Genesis. Well, this is a month after the Genesis, basically. This is the perfect, the players is the perfect timing for after the Genesis, which, look, he only played 24 holes. He withdrew with an illness. We think, you know, he said it was an illness. It didn't appear to me that he was, like, laboring in terms of anything wrong with his back or anything like that. And this is next week's Players' Championship, a flat Florida course that's not necessarily a long driving course. It's a good position course. It probably would have been really good for him. And there would have been 3 full weeks off after that for him to then kind of, you know, rest, recuperate, and build back up for Augusta. And he's not going to play. And I don't think he'll play the Valspar the following week. So that means he's going to go into the Masters with 24 competitive holes this year.
Whoa.
The 18 plus the 6. And that's, I just don't think that's good. I mean, that's less than last year.
Yep.
Last year he played 72 holes at Riviera. And, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I don't think he's injured. He played Monday at the Seminole Pro Member with Seth Waugh of the PGA. There were some reports from that event. Brad Faxon was on the radio the other day at Sirius XM, and he talked about how Tiger looked really good. He could have taken a cart, but he didn't. He walked. Now, look, it's only 18 holes. It's not a it's not that much of a competitive environment, but he's still playing golf.
Right.
And so, like, and then, like, I don't know, maybe he felt his game wasn't ready. Maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he felt like with all that's been going on, he hasn't put the time in with his game. Because I don't, if you can't walk Sawgrass, how are you going to walk Augusta?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's possible his back is bothering him and he's probably not going to tell us, you know. So I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I found it to be surprising. I was expecting all week long that he was going to commit, and now he's not, and he hasn't said anything.
Wow. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes he comes out and says, yes, I'm going to pay once a month. And we're like, yay. And then all of a sudden it goes dark. We were enjoying being, you know, brought into the fold. And now we don't know what's going on. Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. You can pre-order that. Or, you know, Amazon, your bookstore, or shop.pbs.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. Coming back with Tom Freestone, PGA Director of Operations, the Ocean Course at Hoku'ala, Kauai. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale. Mm-hmm. We have mowers for the homeowner to the landscaper, those supersized landscaping mowers. They're all in stock. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, mow it. Chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, you name it. We've got them. And they're all there today. And we ship off island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, that's right next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked #1 teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and 2-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Tom Freestone, PGA, Director of Operations, Ocean Course, Hoku'ala on Kauai. The last time we talked, Patriot Golf Day, benefiting the Folds of Honor, the organization that provides educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. Well, now he's with us from the Ocean Course at Hoku'ala, where they played the 2024 John A. Burns Intercollegiate. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tom.
Hey, thank you very much, Danielle.
Absolutely. So what was the competition like this year?
It was pretty stellar. We have a course record here at Ocean Course of 64, and we had that tied four times during the event. And you know, just like every year, it seems that it comes down to the last hole. And we had Cal coming back, roaring back as a team versus Arizona. And one of Cal's players, Mr. Chen, he was staying at 9-under as his finishing hole on hole number 3, which is a pretty stiff golf hole, and unfortunately made a bogey to shoot a 64. Otherwise, he would have had the course record from Sam Bennett, who won co-champion last year with Samson Zen from Cal as well. So this year, though, the standout was Bastian Amat from New Mexico. And yeah, everybody watch out. I mean, this college group of players that are out there are phenomenal, and each and every year it's just mind-blowing how good these kids are getting. And just like this year with Nick Dunlop going out and winning a PGA Tour event, they're not afraid anymore. They're ready to go right out of the gate. So I think we're going to see some really great up-and-comers each and every year come through the John A. Burns tournament. I know Sam Bennett's out there on the Corn Ferry Tour doing his best work, and hopefully we'll get to see a few more of those kids playing great things like the Masters and a few other key tournaments in the later months this year.
Yeah. Moving on up. I mean, Bastian Amat from New Mexico, 13-under. 69, 70, 64, and as you said, if he shot the 63, he'd have the course record. And not far behind him, Yannick Malik from Arizona, 8-under, shot a 64. The 77 knocked him, then the 67 coming back. But coming back after, you know, that 77, that is really spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, it was... You know, we get this shotgun start tournament, and we're watching all the live scoring on Smart Golf, and it's just, you know, it's pretty impressive how easy it is to get out here, watch the action, and actually know what's going on throughout the entire golf course. And you're just, the play is unbelievable. And Arizona, I mean, great for them to win. Jim Anderson's a good friend, and I've known him from all the collegiate golf that we've done, whether it's been over here at Ocean Course, Hoku'ala, or up at Princeville Mackay back in the day. And it's just so great how he's not only got a group of great golfers, but just a great group of people in that entire team, along with, I mean, so many kids were so, just so nice and so appreciative of being out. And, you know, what was exciting is our team really gets amped up to host this and got the golf course in amazing condition. And, you know, it was a lot of fun all week long. And, you know, we get to do it again here next weekend. We have the Dr. Donna Thompson tournament for the UH Women's for the first year here at Ocean Course Hoku'ala, and we're really pumped up about that. I mean, the growth of the game with lady golfers today is huge. And, you know, we've got some great junior programs, and actually it's for everybody. We have Operation 36. Kelly Hines, who's absolutely amazing, has got the number one Operation 36 program in the nation on this little small island of Kauai.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've got, I mean, my daughter at 7 years old has got some pretty stiff competition in her group this Saturday. but it's going to be a lot of fun. And we got, but we joke around, but, you know, these are, they're out here, they're playing all year round. And with how much opportunity there is in women's collegiate golf, for our kids here in Hawaii to hopefully get some scholarships and stuff at golf if they dedicate themselves to it. It's going to be amazing for these little young ones to come out and see these amazing UH and, you know, NCAA Division I collegiate women's golf going on here at their backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they can see the older girls, you know, and aspire to that level. It's just, I just have to give you and your team, you had Arizona, California, New Mexico, Grand Canyon, Texas A&M, UNLV, Utah, Washington State, Long Beach State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern, San Diego State, BYU, St. Mary's College, UTEP, Arkansas, Little Rock, Hawaii, San Francisco, UC Santa Barbara, USC. 20 teams of golfers competing over 3 days on your golf course. That's some organizational skills. And I really would love to have you back on the show. Not this coming week. You're going to be really busy with the Dr. Donna's Thompson Invitational. But if you could, we could do this again next the week after, and talk about how the women did. Because
I would love to. And
that's awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
because it's one of the things with it is I've set up many men's collegiate golf tournaments, but never have I set up a women's collegiate tournament. And the golf course sets up a whole lot different. And from all the talks with rules officials and stuff that we do when we run a golf tournament, they just say it's so much more fun to watch the ladies go out and play because, you know, I can't relate to hitting a 350-yard drive. Right?
No.
So, so you start to see the golf course of how it was designed to play, not to overpower it. So
yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we're looking forward to it. One of the things that I'm really proud about with my team is how welcoming they are to these collegiate events, because they're a lot of work for the staff and everything, but they do such an amazing job. They're excited about it. They engage with the players, and they, you know, they really kind of find some favorites that they root for, and we get out there and we do a hard work in the morning and then the evening, but during the tournament we try to get out there and watch the action and see the actual fruits of the labor, right?
Yeah, so, the 300-yard drives that no one...
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm expecting some 300-yard drives from the ladies, too, so
okay.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun.
Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. It's like Lorna Nishihara is the chair of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. She's on. She's following you on the show today, and which is absolutely perfect. You know, and so it golf is a game for everybody, you know, and it, whether the girls and the guys continue as professionals or if they stay as amateurs, you know, it's such a great game to get kids into. Wonderful. And you're 7-year-old, you know, I mean, that's like,
yep.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, yeah. Go,
absolutely.
Girls. Yes, yes,
and
yes.
That's it. And I tell those little ones, I say, look, you know, my daughter Victoria, I say, all daddy wants you to do is keep playing golf. and having fun.
Having fun.
You know, I'm a PGA professional. You know, could I get over technical with teaching my kids how to golf? Absolutely. But they need to have fun first and get out there and start to find it. And when they start asking questions about, you know, how do I hit this shot or whatnot, that's when you got them hooked.
And that's when you can step in and actually help. Otherwise, it's like your overbearing dad.
That's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the Dr. Donis Thompson come into reality here next week, and we're ready for it. And the golf course is just amazing right now, and. You know, if you're not a golfer and you want to come out and enjoy the Ocean Course Okawala, we also have some awesome cultural experiences with Hualani doing our sunrise tour. You may have seen that on Breaking Par and Fire Pit Collective with Kelly Hines as well. And, you know, we're showcasing everything that's great about Kauai, but doing it through our beautiful golf course. So,
how do we get in touch with you?
You just come to our website, you know, go right to the website. You'll see all the activity that's on there. Do a little deeper dive into it, and you'll see when all those events are taking place. And worst case scenario, just give us a call at 808-241-6000.
808-241-6000.
808-241-6000.
The best place is the website.
Yep, which is golfokawala.com.
That's easy. Hokuala. Okay?
Yeah.
H-O-K-U-A-L-L-A. Tom Freestone, we're in step. Tom Freestone, PGA Director of Operations, Ocean Course, Hokuala, Kauai, the Timbers Resorts. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you, Danielle. Now I got to go try and make Eagle to bounce back after my bogey start here. So you take care.
You
Aloha.
Too. Aloha. We're going to come back with Lorna Nishihara, Chair, Jenny K. Wilson Invitational right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
You know, we haven't gotten our ninth caller. But then again, Danielle didn't give out the phone number. We're giving away two rounds of golf, Poipu Bay Golf Course. You've got a year to use the gift certificate, Poipu Bay Golf Course. And the number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. We only ask that you haven't won in the last 6 months. Lorna Nishihara next.
off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Lorna Nishihara's chair of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, May 17th through the 19th. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lorna.
Thank you very much, Danielle. I'm overlooking the first hole at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Oh, you've got the beautiful, you've got a tea time coming up, and it's a gorgeous day. Is it a gorgeous day?
It's cloudy and at least a 30-mile-an-hour trade wind, which is beautiful.
Okay. That makes it a beautiful day. I was looking at the winners, you know, from the 50s. I mean, mm-hmm. the Jenny K. Wilson's been played since 1950. Edna Lee, Jackie Yates, Jackie Pung, Jackie Yates, Edna Lee. Then comes Joan Damon and Ramona McGuire and Arnie Amezik, and then Joan Damon. Probably said, and then Billy Beamer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Joan Damon, Billy Beamer in 69 comes back, and just, it's just incredible how long Marielle Galdiano was playing, and of course, Michelle Wee and Stephanie Kono. And it's just been such a legacy and a wonderful, wonderful golf course to play on. I'm just curious, you know. I noticed there were two dates when the tournament wasn't played. 2020, I can understand. That was COVID, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
But COVID. I was wondering, 1967, there was no tournament.
I can't answer that question. I was 4 years old back then.
So I was just going, 1967, what was going on in 67? You know, it's not a problem. I just, as a curiosity, something to fill in Danielle's brain.
No.
So,
just to change it, you know, this year we're hoping we have Bobby Cox back.
Oh.
He hasn't been playing for a long time. And. Obviously, Beth Kim, which is our Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
She won in 1981. That's when I graduated high school.
Wow.
I mean, I always tease her about that. But, we're hoping they join the field this year.
Yeah, she won in 2000 the last time. She was always just a force to be reckoned with. She was always either top, at the lead or close to it, pushing everybody mm-hmm. along. Mm-hmm. Now, who can play in the Jenny K?
Anyone, as long as you're 16. With as 16 years old, they have to be a 3 on the gin index, 3.0 or lower. You can be a 9-year-old, but you have to play in the championship flight.
Okay.
Otherwise, you got old ladies like me. As long as you're a 21.5 index come May 1st. So that's like about a 20 handicap.
There you go. See? Now, if there is there some flight, like F flight for folks who are like, you know.
Yes.
There is? See?
There is, yes. There's I want to say up to E. There's 6 flights that we're having, championship all the way to E.
Okay.
And this year, we're going to have a different, the Hawaii State Golf Association contacted us for a senior points. So it's a player of the year, senior division. So there's a top 15 is going to get points system.
Far out.
For the player of the year.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So there are all these different, and how do they find out? How does somebody who's listening right now find out how to get in?
On our application, mpcchi.org, we have the application there. And on the bottom, we're going to ask for your birthday because you have to be 50 years old or more.
For the senior division.
For the senior division, yes. Which is probably 80% of the field.
It's going to be you say it's going to be a big flight.
120. 120. Okay. For total play.
Okay, so it's mpcchi.org.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. and that stands for Mid Pacific Country Club Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
Right on, right on.
So
okay,
our deadline is May 10th. okay. or until the field is filled.
Oh, okay. So
after that, you get a wait list.
So for the procrastinators out there.
Oh, definitely, which we are all. I'm one, right?
Oh, I'll get that in.
Yeah. No, my game is not too good today.
Right. Let me see if I can get better, and then I'll put my application. Yeah,
exactly.
And then the other thing we absolutely must talk about, because this is the fun part. See, the thing about the Jenny K is Jenny K Wilson Invitational, and it's held every year at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and it's for amateur golfers, women only.
Correct.
And May 17th through the 19th this year. But there's the golf. But see, after the golf, you know, girls just want to have fun, right?
There you go.
And don't we have a big party after the golf?
Well, actually, we have a poopoo party on Friday, the 17th.
Okay.
And then we have the full-on banquet on the 19th.
Okay.
Which is great fun.
That's
the one. A lot of laughter, a lot of drinking and just celebration.
Celebration
in general.
Right, and dancing. A little hula?
A little, yeah. I would say a little.
Right, mm-hmm. A little hula.
A lot of singing,
you know, mm-hmm. And the beverageum always helps with the singing, right?
And there you go, yes.
So it's a really wonderful way for you to meet other women who enjoy the game, who enjoy life, and then afterwards you make some friends.
I mean, they're coming from California. We had Arkansas last year, Oregon, Japan, Korea, you name it. So this year it's a little early. We just started the application online last Friday, so I don't know who's coming in. But so far I have already an Australian coming.
You have an Australian coming?
Yes, from a member. So she came from Australia, and she said she got a couple of girls that want to come. They already booked their flight in February.
Wow. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And did they get their application in? I mean, do they know they get to play, or are they just going to come anyway?
Good question. Turn them down.
Yeah, we booked our flight. We flew all the way over here. You can't keep us out.
There you go. Oh, boy.
How do you put this all together, Lorna? I mean, how many women help you?
We have 18 chairs, and they're all seasoned. And as mentioned on your prior shows, Daniel, I have the easiest job, because they just take the ball and run with it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yours is an easy job because they're so dedicated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the men members to the board of directors, our MidPack staff, we have the full support, and I can't thank them enough.
Wow. Now, 18 chairs. What do all 18 of those people, or what are they responsible? Just a few of you. You don't have to give us the whole list, but what are they responsible?
Yeah, medals to the lays and opening ceremonies, the spotters, right? The check-in area.
Right. Can people volunteer to help?
Oh, yeah. And they're all from the women's division. From the women's.
Right.
So we have 120 members from the women's division in general at Mid-Pacific Country Club. So it's a huge support from the women's group. And with that, they have their husbands involved.
Honeydew.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Honey, can you volunteer? Or can you donate? Right?
I need you to direct the parking.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, all of that is a part of doing a tournament, right? It's not just playing golf.
Oh, no.
Right.
And here at MidPack, it's really pumping because prior to our tournament, we have the men playing at the MidPack Open.
Right.
So that's in April, which is right around the corner. Our golf course superintendent, Jason Amoy, is really busy.
So
he's prepping for all the tournaments.
Wow. I was thinking of asking Jason if he'd be on the show to talk about, you know, the MidPack Open, and maybe he's too busy.
I believe he might be on vacation, but I can drop him an email.
Oh, please do. Yeah. That would be so cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to give equal time, you know.
Sure.
Women are on, you know, and you're way up in May. We're talking about Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, May 17th through the 19th. Lorna Nishihara is the chair. She has 18 chairs under her who are so dedicated, she hardly has to do anything. They just check in once in a while and say they've got their job done. And she says, thank you. Right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yeah, and this is your second year doing it. Or is it your third year?
Third year. Yeah.
Oh boy. That's so wonderful. And we thank you so much, Lorna, for all you do. Really.
Hey, thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you. We're going to do the show from there.
All righty. Perfect.
And you're going to just drop in a very calm sort of way, looking harried, but very calm.
You got that. Okay.
Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse this morning. I really appreciate
you. Thank you, Danielle. Aloha from Lanikai.
Aloha. I wish I was there. Have a wonderful round, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
There you go. Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob is going to be helping us. Bob Foreman. He is owner of GolfFitCarolina.com. He's author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. And we're going to talk about your thumbs. I know. It was not what I was expecting, but he said, if you want to talk about something that's going to improve your game, let's talk about your thumbs. All right. Bob, check in after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Hey, congratulations, Taja Kelly. You're the winner of 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Absolutely spectacular golf course. And thank you for calling in to win a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate 2 times. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Bob Foreman, owner of Golf Fit Carolina, I almost said California. Let's redo that one, take two. Bob Foreman, owner, GolfFitCarolina.com. He's author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. Author, educational golf fitness website is GolfFitCarolina.com. GolfFitCarolina.com, okay? GolfFitCarolina.com. So you can follow along. Bob, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Danielle.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, and what I was saying before, when I was introducing you, I said, we're going to talk about your thumbs. Yes, that's how we're going to improve your golf game, by talking about your thumbs. And I'm like, okay, so you're going to really have to explain this, Bob.
Well, I mean, looking at your thumbs is a good predictor as to what your address position may look like when you're standing over the ball. It's something that over the past few years I've really kind of learned to pay attention to when I'm working with golfers. Because, like I say, it's a really good predictor.
So what do I have to look for?
So if you were to stand in front of the mirror with your arms hanging down naturally at your side, you want to take a look at your thumbs. They should be pointing straight ahead. And in most cases, you're going to find that people's thumbs are rotated inward.
Oh.
Now, what that means is that their shoulders are also rotated inward. So we're into that rounded shoulder posture, which is so prevalent today because of computers and cell phones and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And the rounded shoulder posture usually carries over to what we call a C posture at address, which is characterized by a bowing of the spine. Or if you were to look at the golfer from the down-the-line view, you would see the golfer, their body would form like a C. And that's not good in terms of, it kind of is going to rob you of distance on your golf shots. So that's why you take a look at the thumbs to see whether or not you're going to be one of those C-posture golfers.
Aha. Gosh, I used to watch some of the, you know, Arnold Palmer, some of the older golfers seem to have that posture. Am I remembering incorrectly?
No. As a matter of fact, there's even some golfers on the tour today that are in C posture, and they learn to, kind of compromise and do something different to kind of negate the effects of the C posture. But in most cases, when you're in a C posture, you're just not going to be able to take the golf club as far back into the backswing as you would like.
Right.
As, you know, as the golf journals every month start, you know, they talk about how important the shoulder turn is. But when your spine is bowed, you're going to be limited. And the only way to kind of increase that takeaway is to actually stand up in your golf swing. You'll see the golfer actually stand up and to get the club back further. So, yeah, there are ways you can compensate, but coming out of the gate, it's not a good posture to be in.
Even, I mean, not just for golf, right? It's not a good posture to be in everyday life.
Well, from a health perspective, you know, a rounded shoulder posture is going to set you up for, like, shoulder impingement issues. There's one of the rotator cuff muscles called the supraspinatus has a tendon that goes through the shoulder, and it goes between two bones. And when your shoulders are rounded, those bones get closer together. So every time you lift your arm up, you're going to pinch on that tendon, and you can eventually do damage. Wow. The other thing is that when you get rowded in the shoulders, you kind of crowd out your heart and your lungs. So it can reduce the efficiency of the heart and the lungs by up to 30%. So, yeah, it's not good for your golf game, and it's not good for your health.
Right. And, then, you know, oxygen is always necessary to make organs happy.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Oxygen is our friend.
Yes. And if you're all hunched over, you're not getting all that. Yeah. And, you know, so how do I, you know, what's an exercise that I can do to fix it?
Yeah, so when people are in a rounded shoulder posture, what happens is the muscles across the front, mainly the chest, become shortened. And over time, those muscles will tighten up. At the same time, the muscles in the back that connect your shoulder blades to your spine, they're called your rhomboids, they elongate. Because when you get rounded shoulder, your shoulder blades flare out and it elongates that rhomboid muscle. And over time, when you elongate a muscle, you weaken the muscle. So if you don't fix that, if you don't strengthen the weakness or stretch the end or stretch the tightness, gravity will just keep you going. You know, you'll just get more and more rounded as time goes on. So what I do with golfers is I give them exercises to stretch the muscles in the front across the chest and at the same time strengthen those rhomboid muscles in your upper back. And there are really a number of exercises, but two of the better ones that I've been using, and there are videos of these on my website, and I know you mentioned it, Golf Fit Carolina. It's just one F and one T, too, so a lot of people kind of get confused with that. It's GOLFITCarolina.com. But there, it's called a posture stretch, and it works both strengthening and stretching at the same time. And then there's one called the shoulder pinch, where you're kind of standing against the wall with a foam roller between your spine and the wall, and your hands are up like you're being held up. And basically what you're doing is just kind of squeezing your shoulder blades together and holding that squeeze for like about 10 seconds or so, and then relaxing. So that engages the rhomboids in a strength move, and at the same time, it stretches out the muscles across the chest.
I want you to know that I think everybody who's listening right now, even if they're not a golfer, is probably thinking, wow, that sounds like it'll feel really good, because I am hunched over my desk here on my microphone, and I'm so rounded, it's ridiculous. And when you were talking, you know, I was thinking, oh, goodness, that sounds like I should do it right now. And I just don't have a foam roller. That's a great exercise for a lot of people.
You got to be conscious of it, because, like I said, it'll just get worse and worse. I mean, that's the new norm. You feel comfortable in that rounded shoulder posture, and when you actually kind of get people to pull their shoulders back, it's kind of uncomfortable for them at first. But it's something that you really got to think about on a daily basis, and you got to really kind of do those exercises to help strengthen those muscles and stretch those muscles to get those shoulders back. I mean, every dentist I work with has rounded shoulders because they're hunched over their patients all day. So it is kind of an epidemic.
Yeah. So again, that's and that. Thank you for pointing that out. I was saying it wrong. It's Golf It Carolina. So Golf It Carolina. So there's not, as Bob Foreman, the owner, pointed out, people make a mistake of putting two F right next to each other. So don't do that, because you really want to go there and find out more. Your book, Functional Golf Fitness Training, can we get that there as well?
Yes. There's. If you go onto the website, on the right-hand side, you scroll down, there's a couple of links to pick up either a hard copy or a electronic copy. And I just expanded it. I just came out with the new expanded version, which has more information in there. So, yeah, it's a good resource.
Yeah, that sounds like a good resource. And the Functional Golf Fitness Training is the name of it. What kinds of things can you tell us a little bit about what we'll find in there?
Yeah, there's information about the common musculoskeletal deficiencies that most golfers have in my work with golfers over the past 20 years or so, and how you can kind of do self-assessment to detect whether or not you have those deficiencies, and then with explanations as to how those deficiencies impact your golf swing, your playing performance, and your injury potential, because they definitely go hand in hand. And then I cite one or two exercises that I've found to be, you know, very good in starting to correct those deficiencies so that the golfer can play better, healthier golf.
You sent me some really good talking points. And one of them, the top 10 golf fitness must-haves. And the causes and the cures for a limited backswing. That's what we were just talking about, the rounded shoulders. Is that the only part, or is there more to that?
Well, yeah, that's definitely one. You know, and the problem, you know, it all comes down to distance, right? Golfers just want distance.
Yeah.
They want to get their distance back. And that seat posture is just going to rob you big time because, again, it's not going to allow you to take the club back as far as you would like. And, you know, if you decrease the backswing, you're going to decrease the distance. The club's going to come in the downswing, and that's going to reduce your club head speed. It also can kind of lead into other things like limited shoulder mobility. When you get into the rounded shoulder posture, it definitely will limit your mobility in your shoulder and especially what's called external rotation. And you need that, again, to make those good turns both in the backswing and the downswing. It could also lead to swing plane changes. You know, we talked about when a golfer's in a C posture and they really want to get that club back, but they can't, they will stand up in their backswing to get the club back, and that changes the whole swing plane, and that can mess you up. And then there's one more that can result. It's called a reverse spine, where the spine angle, as the golfer's taking the club back, they're going to start to lean back towards the target. And that sets you up, you know, doesn't set you up well for the downswing, for the sequence in the downswing. So a lot of times when you get into that reverse spine, you're coming over the top, you're cutting the ball, you have a weak slice. So it's, you know, the C posture, like I say, it doesn't really help in terms of getting you out of the gate to initiate a good golf swing.
Okay, so we've been talking about the shoulders, you know, kind of the upper body, the arms. What about this flexible hip flexors to prevent swaying of the lower back, that S posture at address? Can we get a little bit into that too?
There's several muscle groups in the lower body that you really want to focus on. One are the hip flexors, and they actually start on your spine. They come through your hip and then attach to your thigh bone. So most of the people think of hip flexors as being in the front part of your hip.
Oh,
and then the hamstrings in the back of the thigh also attach to the hip bone. And then you also have what are called internal hip rotators all attached to the hip bone. And if you're deficient in those in terms of flexibility, and again, a lot of golfers tend to be tight in those muscle groups, it limits the hip mobility. So that can lead up to a whole host of swing faults that can impact your playing performance and, again, distance and injury. So it's definitely something. I mean, it's a good recommendation for golfers to see if they can find a golf fitness professional in their area and go through a golf fitness assessment, which will bring out these deficiencies.
Right, so you know what to work on. We're talking with Bob Foreman, owner of Golf Fit at Keller. I'm just going to have a hard time with this all morning because I want to say it right. Golf It Carolina. God, I'm stuck here. GolfItCarolina.com. GolfItCarolina.com. Think of it that way. Although we're thinking of fitness, the website is GolfItCarolina.com. And he's author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. And one of the things that I really need to know, because I was not able to figure it out, nor was I able to Google it, in your want to play better golf, look at your thumbs. You say you're Bob Foreman, MS, GFI, CPT, CAFS, golf fitness instructor, yeah, speaker, and author. Yeah. For the life of me, MS is Masters of Science?
Yeah, Master of Science in Exercise Physiology.
Okay. And then the GFI?
Golf fitness instructor.
And the CPT?
Certified personal trainer.
And the CAFS?
Certified applied functional science.
Wow.
Movement science.
That is awesome. You've been studying the body for how long?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just retired, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Wait a minute.
I've been in the field for 42 years.
Wow. Now, you're retired, but you're on the radio with me talking about your book and getting in touch with people and getting, you know, you didn't really retire, did you?
Well, no, I still am very active, you know, with my passion, which is golf fitness, you know, helping golfers, again, play better, healthier golf. So, yeah, I still want to, you know, get back out there and offer golf fitness clinics to clubs and organizations, which I did prior to my last position. I want to start up a online golf stretching program. So I'm just trying to figure out the logistics for that.
Wow.
But, yeah, I definitely want to stay very active with it.
Oh, that's great, because we need more of you. You know, do you have like a resource where people can go to find, you said, find somebody who does what you do, Bob, in your neighborhood, but it's kind of hard to, you know, where do we look that up?
Well, the Titleist Performance Institute, TPI.
Yeah.
If you go to that website, they have a locator where you can find somebody who's certified through them, you know, and that's a good resource. You know, if you just Google golf fitness instructors, you may also come up with some hits as to, you know, where you might find somebody in your area. And you know, like I say, TPI is probably the best resource.
Yeah, yeah. When you said Titleist Performance Institute, I went, right. Why didn't I think of that? The TPI is out there. Thank you so much. And I hope the golfers who are listening right now get in touch, because I know that my rounded shoulders are my bane. And I really am glad to hear what you just suggested to, you know, work against the wall with that the foam. So and hold the. I just want to do it right now. Bob Foreman, owner, GolfItCarolina.com. It's just God dash darn it. GolfItCarolina.com. Yes, he's author, educational golf fitness website. GolfItCarolina.com. He's written a book titled Functional Golf Fitness Training, Better Your Body to Better Your Game. Bob's a certified instructor, author, educator, internationally recognized as a leader in golf fitness. Well, you'll just have to be on again, because we can't have you retiring all too much, okay?
Anytime, yeah. I'm a little more flexible with my time these days, so anytime.
That's wonderful. Thank you for being in the clubhouse with us. We appreciate you very much. Aloha.
Always a good time, Danielle.
Thanks. Aloha. All right. We're going to thank the people who make all this fun possible. First off, Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. And the vistas, the views, the experience, all of that. Their staff will help you find what you need. And if you don't know what to choose, you know, for somebody that you'd like to get the ultimate gift for, give them a gift card. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. I really like that shopping center. It's so comfy. And Aloha Power Equipment, okay? It's Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale. We
the Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Mowers. Now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, yard, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank you so much. That was perfect. And if you would like to get your kids into the game of golf,
now
get it.
You know, you got a brand.
Give them an opportunity. First tee program. The Honolulu Sign Company. Association branding.
So first tee, they start from the very beginning.
Businesses.
They learn the etiquette. They learn how to hit the ball. They learn when to hit the ball, when not to hit the ball. Then the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kind of takes over and lets them know you can start playing on a really big competition.
That's the Honolulu Sign Company.
Branding banks and shopping centers. just and businesses so great for and hotels because they learn 1939
so much about interaction
they can't find
with people
you without
and
your sign,
how to behave
you know,
with people.
Gotta wave and, your flag and, you know, or sign.
It's something that
the Aloha section
said,
PGA.
The gift that
guys
lasts
are the
a
best
time.
The Aloha
I'm
section
Danielle
PGA.
Tucker. This
teach
is
your
the golf
children
club.
To play golf.
You've been listening
it's
to the award-winning golf club radio show with Danielle
lifetime.
Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.
It's going to be up to 81 degrees today, and I think I'm just about running out of time. And wonderful, wonderful Nani is on the board for me, helping with everything every week, and I can't thank you enough, Nani, for all you do. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.